Rugby's app. Now let's change away from the elections to the courts, where jailed teacher Enoch Burke has lost a defamation action against the publishers of the Sunday Independent over an article which wrongly stated he was in danger of being beaten while in prison and had to be moved because he was repeatedly expressing his religious beliefs. In a judgment issued this morning, Mr. Justice Rory Mulcahy said that while the contents of the article were untrue, they didn't injure his reputation. Dimitri O'Donnell, our reporter, is with us. Remind us of the background to this, Dimitri.
Well, Gavin, it dates back to October 2022 when the Sunday Independent published an article about Enoch Burke. Now, you might remember that this was his first period in jail for contempt of court for breaching an order restraining him from attending Wilson's Hospital School in County Westmeath. Now, Mr. Burke is an evangelical Christian and he publicly objected to being instructed by the school authorities to refer to a male student using they-them pronouns. He was suspended, later dismissed from his post, and that appeal against his dismissal remains pending. So that's the background to Enoch Burke taking this defamation action against the publishers of the Sunday Independent. That's Media House, the newspaper's editor Alan English and reporter Ali Bracken, over the article in 2022, which wrongly stated that he was in danger of being beaten while in prison and had to be moved because he was repeatedly expressing his religious beliefs. The defendants acknowledged there were minor errors in the story but denied defamation, citing fair and reasonable publication on a matter of public interest.
Right, so tell us about what the court decided today.
Well, it's an interesting one because Mr. Justice Rory Mulcahy said that while the contents of the article were in fact untrue, they did not injure Enoch Burke's reputation. Judge Mulcahy acknowledged that this was unfortunate, but said it was necessary to establish the untrue statement tended to injure a person's reputation and the words used in the article were incapable of doing so in this case. The judge also said that if the article had been defamatory, the public interest defence would have been available to the defendants. He said, although the public may have been interested in stories about Mr. Burke at the time that the article was published, there was no public interest in the article and therefore no basis for excusing what might otherwise have been defamatory. So essentially what it boils down to is that it was well known that Enoch Burke had strongly held religious beliefs and was so determined in his expression and exercise of them that it had led to his suspension from the school. This was all in the public domain. He said it was well known to any reasonable member of society at the time of the article that he did not comply with the High Court order to stay away from the school, that Enoch Burke had been in prison for contempt and he had not purged that contempt.
Now, what about costs?
Well, Mr. Burke is now facing a hefty legal bill after the High Court judge said his provisional view was that the publishers should be awarded costs. However, Mr. Justice Mulcahy said he will consider a short written submission within 10 days from Enoch Burke if he disagrees, and that's before making a final decision on costs.
Dimitri, thank you. That's our reporter, Dimitri O'Donnell.